Blog Talk Radio.
That music is, I released music recently. But I tell you, 33 years and not getting no recognition, it's very hard. I'm not trying to be negative, you know. I speak about this because somebody near me said, you know, all I need to do is file a lawsuit. And I thought that was so selfish. If they're referring to using my songs for sampling, I have to ignore that. But I wanted to let you know my songs are all copyrighted. They are all copyrighted, you know? And they were BMI. Look up BMI, B-M-I, and look up Dub Knight. I've been with BMI since 1983. Yes, I have. I've been an artist since 1993. Most of the time, I didn't pay attention to BMI until 10 years ago when I realized, when I started releasing my albums on indie, and I was making very little money, you know, still in poverty, but I was thankful that it was released. I was thankful that I do get very little checks, like a $5, $10, you know, it adds up. So, you know, it took me a long time to get to indie money, but so I was very thankful of that, and I do appreciate that. Well, my Hollywood Forever album has came out, and I do these podcasts because I want to talk about my music because it's been released. You know, it's a very long time. I've been in L.A. for a very long time. I don't really go to a lot of places in L.A. I used to, when I was younger, I used to go to Hollywood, you know, to do all that performing and stuff. Now, for a while, I have not been over. I go there once in a while to do music things, and I still do. I'm planning on going there. You know, I go there once in a while. I do things in L.A. to try to promote my music, and definitely Hollywood's the place, but that's why, you know, it's so important. When I seen that Hollywood sign when I first came out here, I was doing all that performing and doing those demos. And it's a symbol of my dreams. So it's been released to Amazon. Here is my album. And it has, you know, it's my 7th album. So, you know, it's got my face on it. It's got Dub Knight, the letters, my face. And it got, you know, a picture of the Hollywood sign, Dreams Forever. And it got the same songs, you know, a lot of the songs, you know, including, you know, my acapella, because I love this acapella. This is acapella. I've written it and I made it up.
It's true. I find, I see. I told about legacy song for you, and you know it's true. I sing and pray unto you. It's true, I find, you know, it's true about legacy song. It is all for you.
That was the acapella. I made up the song, the lyrics, and I humming. You know, it's just vocal. And, you know, one thing I know about my music is that, you know, not just play instruments and sing, it's to use my voice as an instrument. It's really, you know, that's one thing about being a singer, is the using the voice to make melodies and use it as an instrument to increase my appreciation of music. Another song that's on there, you know, I released I Do Love You already, you know, I Do Love You, you know. But I put some of my live performances on my podcast, like this one, I Do Love You, and I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True.
Long Hope Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician.
I Do Love You. You know, it's the same song that I released with the high power keyboards, like this one. You know, it's the same melody on the keyboards. I made it up, and it's just done on a different keyboard. You know, because that keyboard kind of broke down, and I had to use the new keyboard. And I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True. It's the original. I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True. And you heard I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True Part 2, which is the recording studio version. It's a lot different, where I took the melody from the song you just heard. If you look on I Do Love You, I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True line, I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, the original version, and put that melody with a different melody and me singing it in different. And it got a little rhythm guitar, but it's you know, it's generated from, it's a pop song. So it's the same lyrics. It's just more in a recording studio, you know, and then there's the last one, what I did on podcast, Bass and Jump Part 2.
Love Hope Radio.
It's Bass and Jump Part 2.
Actually, I made several versions of these songs I've been doing, like Dixie Jam and the new one, You Will See It Through. I have been going on for years, you know, 2 or 3 years, just making different sounds. You know, here it is, You Will See It Through.
Okay, here we go. Do it over.
That's just me jamming, you know, I released it. And then there's another song that I have not played a lot, is it was released. I Wanted to Make My Hollywood Dream Come True. No, actually it's a different book. It's I Wanted to Make My Dreams Come True.
Love Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual. Movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is the night.
And then, you know, you listen to it, you know, it's just like, I wanted to make my dreams come true. And here's the, here's me singing at the end of it. But I'm having fun.
Hope you like it. What you did. You like it. Hope you did. Hope you like it. But you sing that too. Hope you like it. But you're going to tell the truth. Hope you like it. And I want to say to you. That is it for me, to you. Thank you.
So that is it for me, you know. Those are the new songs that were released in late 2022 and 2023. Happy 2023 to talk about my music, my song, my album. But you know, and other songs. Thank you very much for listening. Good day. Good night. I'm Dove Knight. Bye.